Mark Wilson, you saw Sol more than anybody else over this past season, and this is pretty good news, isn't it?
Yeah, very good news. I think it's a deal that the fans wanted to be done. I think, you know, at the end of last year, when there was a lot of, what shall we say, doubts about some overseas players giving 100% to Leeds United, I don't think there was ever a moment's doubt that Sol Bamba put in 100%, and as Joe said, he was outstanding on many occasions, so... Big deal, that. I think it was one that Leeds fans will have been getting worried about the longer it went on, but they've got the job done. And more good news coming out of Leeds United, which is good.
Yeah, I said that earlier on today, actually. It does look like there's a lot of really good news on the pitch coming out of Leeds United right now. It doesn't matter what's going on off the pitch, but it seems that everything is going the right way.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, you've got Adam Pearson now running the club effectively. Certainly from our point of view, the media point of view, it's Adam that we're dealing with more now, and he knows what he's doing, Adam Pearson. I think that's, you know, he's a safe pair of hands. He knows that the fans need to be kept in the loop, and he's drip feeding them information. You know, it's like the new kit deal of the week. Yeah, not a massive deal in all expectation, but it just tells everyone what's going on and that things are happening behind the scenes. And I think this Bamba deal is another step forward for Leeds, and I've no doubt there'll be more signings, more decent signings to come as well.
Yeah, exciting times for Leeds United on the pitch right now. Now, another signing bringing to Leeds today, but Leeds Rhinos, they have signed the Brisbane Broncos prop, Mitch Garbutt, who is a beast of a man on a 2.5-year contract. He's what, like 6 foot odd and 18 stone or something ridiculous like that. This guy's a unit, isn't he, Mark?
He is. I mean, you're playing the front row in Super League these days. You've got to be a unit. You know, it's standard fare, isn't it? Yeah, he joins on a 2.5-year deal, Garbutt. He's inexperienced, to be honest, by NRL standards and Super League standards. He's not played that many games. He came into the professional game late. I think he's just one that got picked up playing in the local leagues, and he's been given a chance first at Newcastle, and Brisbane took him on, and for whatever reason, it's not quite worked out for him, but he's coming into Leeds this weekend, and he's going to be training ahead of the big league game with St Helens next week. So it's going to be interesting, you know, the fact that he's joining midway through the season. It'll give him time to acclimatise and get ready, I think, really, with a view to next year, because obviously Leeds are losing Kylie Luluai and Jamie Peacock from their front row. That's going to take some replacing, but I think if you've got a guy that's coming in, he's a bit raw, he's a bit rough around the edges, but Pat McDermott was a fantastic prop forward himself, so he's obviously seen something that he feels he can work with, and they're going to get the chance to work with him sooner rather than later. It'll be interesting how much game time he does get, but, you know, it's a positive signing. I think Leeds just been short of numbers in the forwards in the last few months as well, so I think this is good news all round for them as well.
Yeah, fantastic news. He looks like a very handy player, doesn't he? And of course, we're going to hear Leeds Rhinos on this radio station. Challenge Cup this Friday, 7 o'clock, taking on Hull FC, repeat of the weekend fixture. Do you think we're going to get the same result?
I do, actually. I think a lot of people have assumed, because it's Hull are going to win, but I actually think Leeds have been very clever. I think they've put a lot of pressure on Hull. Hull have lost Mark Snead. He got suspended for that naughty tackle on Danny Maguire, didn't he, at the weekend? We had Rob Hicks on our show on Monday night, the referee, who actually refereed the game and said, look, if I'd have seen it, he'd have been in probably a bit more trouble than he was on the day. So he's going to be missing Snead. Doubts over Minicello, so two of the big Hull players possibly not playing this week. Whereas Leeds, yeah, they'll be without Maguire, but the rumours Cuthbertson was out of the game might not be right. So for me, Leeds win, as much as you know, the Black and Whites fans won't want to hear that, but I think Leeds win.
Yeah, I think it's going to go the same way if you ask me. Mark, thank you very much for joining us this morning. A couple of new signings for Leeds, both on the pitch in football and in rugby as well. It's Sol Bamba and Mitch Garbutt. Mark, thanks for joining us.